President Obama is pushing for $50 billion worth of new infrastructure spending. But the big push for a high-speed rail system in California is already way behind schedule and way over budget. Adrian Moore from the Reason Foundation has more on that story. I was watching the president speaking in Milwaukee yesterday. He said very, very clearly, more money for high-speed rail. Well, you have some experience of that in California, do you not?
Yes, yes. We have the most viable high-speed rail plan in the U.S. right now, so it tends to soak up the lion's share of any federal money that comes down for high-speed rail. But even at that, in that exalted position, so to speak, you're right. The project is way behind schedule, way over budget, way over projected. People are getting more and more skeptical, and more universities and others are coming out with studies saying, wait a minute, this thing isn't adding up. We're pouring money into a black hole and we're never going to see anything for it.
Is it supposed to go, I think, from Las Vegas to Los Angeles and down to San Diego? Ultimately, that's the plan.
No, you've got two different things mixed up. This one is to go from San Francisco down to Los Angeles and then ultimately down to San Diego. But now the cost of just connecting San Francisco to L.A. is more than the original cost of the whole system. So
how many billions are we talking about?
Haven't quite figured out how they're going to do it.
How many
billions?
We're talking about
at a minimum, the lowball estimate is $45 billion, of which they have about $12 billion in theory right now. So, you know, if the federal government was to come up with a gigantic, amazing sum of maybe $5 billion, they would still be only have one third of the funding.
But it still
so it's
wouldn't
a long,
get built.
Long ways it, from being a realistic. It, yes,
you can't build a project of that size in America these days. Anybody whose land is going to be touched by it would sue and hold out for as long as possible. There'll be safety concerns. It's earthquake country. I mean, do you want to travel at 200 miles an hour on a train when there's earthquake country? I mean, do you ever really think that this thing would actually be built? I can't imagine it.
No, it could be done. I mean, all of those problems are actually pretty solvable, especially given they have put some thought into where to put this train to solve those problems. The problem is it's just not going to carry enough people to justify those expenditures. So you'd have to have an actual viable transportation system first before putting that kind of money into it makes sense. And that's what we're missing. You know, they're trying to spin it as Obama did, and they're trying to spin it in California as this gigantic jobs program. I mean, they're arguing that a little stretch from Los Angeles down to Anaheim, where Disneyland is, which would never be really high speed because it's going through the city, but it might go 70 or 80 miles an hour. They're saying that alone would create tens of thousands of jobs and grow the economy by billions of dollars, and it's just ludicrous. It's ludicrous. No one credibly believes those things.
A breath of reality from California, Adrian Moore. Thanks for joining us.